Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals we're talking about, Wicked. We can't all come and go by bubble, but everyone deserves the chance to fly to Oz. It's time to find out if this musical changed us for the better, or if we have an unadulterated loathing for it. Was it good, or was it bad? Either way, we're gonna keep dancing through life, but first, we'll dance through the theme song. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm Glinda, and...
And I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, you don't know her name?
Elphaba.
Alphabet. Her name's Alphabet. You just have to say the whole thing. Hi, my name... They just shortened it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, etc.
Yeah, you got it. Elise, where you been?
Where have I been? Oh, well, you kicked me off the podcast last week, yeah. And I was like, please, I want to be on it. And you were like, no, I'm not going to let you. This
not.
Is all about me. I need some me time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I think that's really rude, but that's fine. I respect your decision.
Well, I appreciate it, you know. We all need space sometimes, you know, and I just thought there needed to be a week where you weren't here. You know,
I mean, that's
I just
way
thought
better.
That. I mean, I kept getting messages all the time on Instagram saying, just get Elise out of there once.
Yeah. Well, they were asking for every time, but.
Yeah, but they said at least once.
At least once.
At least once. They said Elise wants to leave.
Oh.
Maybe that. Okay. See, I thought you wanted to do it.
You thought I wanted to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Secretly, yes.
It's not a secret anymore.
Well. But to you, I would say, oh, come on, let me be on the show.
Well, speaking of, you know, fractured friendships, we're talking about Wicked this week. I can't be more honest with people. That's what we're doing.
I feel like Wicked, every week we talk about being really honest.
I know.
I don't think you're going to take it seriously.
I just try to find a different way to say how honest I'm being. But we're talking about Wicked, aka Kindness, in My Wicked Witch. It's more likely than you think. Great alternate title. Based on a meme, apparently.
Yes. Which I had to show you, but I'm hoping...
But it made me giggle.
Yeah. I'm hoping if you guys don't know that meme, you go look it up, because it's really worth it.
It really was. I was not expecting much, and the more memes I read...
Funnier it got.
The more I giggled. Anyways, thanks at Fanson Hansen for that alternate title. He gave us that alternate title. I said he. I don't know. It could be a girl.
It.
Pennywise the Clown gave us that alternate title on Instagram. Instagram. And yeah, you guys, thank you for the alternate titles. I'm excited for this month of alternate titles. I think it's going to be a good month. For alternate titles. I feel it. Do you feel it? Do you feel the wind? The winds are turning?
Ooh, feels like shivers up and down my back.
Yeah. So anyways, guys, follow us on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals and also on Twitter. We got a lot of people responding on Twitter for Evil Dead, the musical, which we did last week. Yeah, a lot of people talking about that. Like, it's cool. It's cool.
Like they were giving alternate titles?
Yeah, but also just sharing things. People were just sharing that episode a lot, which is, it's neat. It's neat when you guys share stuff about us, you know?
Sharing is caring. That's what I always say, personally.
Hey, no, duh.
And you know what somebody said the other day? I said, sharing is caring. And then he was like, but what if you don't care? And I was like, then you wouldn't share. What are you saying to me?
Yeah,
why would you argue that phrase that I created?
You did create that.
I did. So, whatever.
Share things. And on Twitter, we're at WRLM Podcast.
There's no space, just so everybody knows. It's just one thing.
So anyways, Wicked. I liked it. Is that why we're going to start this episode?
Yeah. You say,
usually I feel like we try to hold out on our judgments, but I'm just going to flat out say I enjoyed it. I had never seen Wicked before. Brand new experience for me. James. I'm James, by the way. That's my real name. I don't know. I feel like I'm starting this off weird. At least you talk about Wicked.
I have to talk about it.
Because you hadn't seen it either, right?
Yeah. So this was pretty confusing for me because obviously it's been around a while. I've always been interested in seeing it. I know a ton of people who know like every single word, every single song, and they'll like perform it in front of like people just whenever they're asked.
What?
Yeah.
Like it, where? At the mall?
No, just like friends that like you know how people will be like,
who
hey,
are
she's
your
got
friends?
People will be like, she's got this talent. Like she knows every single word to that, you know, unadulterated loving song or whatever. And then
To just one song. Well, Steve, here's what I pictured in my mind.
Okay.
Is somebody saying, dude, my friend knows all the words to Wicked, and somebody going, no way, show us.
And
then somebody
two and a half
for
hours later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't feel like that would happen.
Right.
Correct. I wouldn't want that to happen. Even for a musical, I'm really like Hamilton. If somebody said, dude, I know all the words, I wouldn't be like, prove it. And hit like a start clock. What are those called? Stopwatch.
Yeah, I think I would though.
Start clock.
Start clock. You're struggling with your words today a little bit.
Oh, what did it tell me about?
Alphaba. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said, oh, Alphaba.
Oh, man. Anyways, so back to what I was saying.
Back to reality. Yo.
Waiting for that. So there's like people I know that like love it and they know all the words. And that kind of gets me pumped. I'm like, yeah, I think I'd really like that. And then when they're singing it, I'm like, that sounds fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom and my sister saw it live.
Yeah, my parents have seen it live.
Yeah. So that's cool. But then, I don't know, for me watching it, I was kind of like a little disappointed. But I don't know if it's just because it's been hyped up for so long.
Right.
There's just so many different influences that like made me thought it was going to be like amazing. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess for me, it was, I always thought I wouldn't like it. Mm-hmm. So I had the opposite approach.
Okay.
And so then I was actually kind of surprised. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I thought I would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself, tapping my toes,
mm-hmm.
nodding my head, laughing with the jokes,
ooh.
Enjoying the friends.
Ah.
But did you like it though? So you were kind of, you were underwhelmed is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I say this a lot, but it's like, didn't really know what to expect. But that wasn't what I would have thought. Huh? I'm not sure if that makes sense at all, but, just definitely took a different route than I thought it would take. It got more serious too than I thought it would.
Yeah, that's a good point. But we'll talk about that later because first I think we need to talk about if somebody's unfamiliar with Wicked and they said, what had happened in the plot?
They definitely asked that.
People come up to me all the time and they say, James, you host a podcast about musicals. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions about what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, let me call up Elise real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want Elise to tell you what had happened. So, Elise, what had happened in Wicked?
What had happened was we got like a school time situation, right?
A school time situation.
Right. So like Greece, everybody coming to school.
I never thought of Grease once while watching this.
I also thought of a Harry Potter musical.
Yeah.
A little bit. So everybody come to school, right? And the green girl, she come to school to watch her sister who's in a wheelchair. And then she said, I need a room with my sister in the wheelchair. And they're like, no, you don't. So then they split them up and she puts a green girl with the other girl named Glinda. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then,
that's a mouthful. Green girl and Glinda.
Say that one time fast.
Just did.
Okay.
Next.
I
said next. I meant next.
Thinking of Mexican food, probably.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah. Me too.
I could really go for some mixed.
Let's pause this and eat.
Okay.
All right.
Beep.
So.
Unbeep.
Oh, sorry.
No, we had to come back.
Sorry. Are we back now?
Oh, we're back and our bellies are full of mixed.
Great. I feel great. So why don't you take it away now?
Elphaba, the green girl, as you refer to her as,
mm-hmm.
and Galinda, they are roommates, and they don't really like each other.
You might even go so far to say that they loathe each other.
No, I won't.
Oh, understandable.
I don't know. What happens next? Then.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track.
The girl loves a guy named Fiero. Galinda loves Fiero, I guess.
Right, because he comes onto the scene and he's popping and he's fly. And
he's very fly, but not like the way that Elphaba flies later on.
Right. Spoiler alert.
I hardly know her alert.
Okay. All right.
Do we really need to summarize this one?
I really think we do, honestly, just because I don't even know if I get the plot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one of the things about this. The plot to me was not very engaging. I found the characters' relationships kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when the musical's funny, I thought that was when it was its best. Because I really enjoyed the humor.
Mm-hmm.
But almost like more like skits. Like the actual plot that try to string the skits together.
Yeah, because when we're introduced to the goat teacher, what's his name?
Oh, I don't remember. I just knew his name was Goat Guy.
Goat Guy, as I like to call him.
Professor Goat.
Yes, greatest of all time. He, because he's introduced and he's talking about, hey, like something bad is happening, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so this is the plot. So like, there's going to be this weird animal plot, which is strange.
So like, yeah, animals' rights were getting taken away. Animals were forgetting how to talk, like reverse Planet of the Apes.
Well, also there's like a million movies that do that plot.
What, animals not being able to talk anymore? What? What plot? What?
Okay, maybe not like animals specifically, but like this whole, like the whole conspiracy. Oh, Zootopia. This is literally okay. Zootopia. That's what it is.
Well, it came before Zootopia, so Zootopia is literally wicked.
It is wicked, and no one should watch it.
Oh, I liked Zootopia.
It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, what was
I've
I saying?
Heard of jokes before.
No, you haven't. That sounded like a very fake laugh.
I got real distracted by two dragonflies banging outside my window. So
hold on, they were banging, or they were banging on the window, or they were doing both.
They were like, "We wish we could remember how to talk." Okay.
See, that has happened probably in America. Who's to say?
What? What has happened probably in America? Animals could talk and they stopped doing it?
Yeah, like long ago, this plot probably happened.
What are we talking about?
So what I'm saying is, that's the plot, right?
That's the whole plot.
That's like the underlying plot is like the whole like animals are forgetting how to talk or whatever. That's just kind of a weird thing that's happening.
Well, but I was okay with that, but that's not what the plot is really about.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like when it was introduced, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I'm prepared to like go on that journey with them. All right.
I'll follow that yellow brick road. If
you will.
If you will.
And I will. But then it was just like, there was a bunch of other stuff too. And then I couldn't tell like what was the actual plot and like what was like side plot and like what was like the lesson and what I'm supposed to be learning.
Yeah. But all that being said, I had a friend recently ask me, because I said, hey, I'm watching Wicked. And they said, was it good?
Classic question. Get right to the point.
Okay. And I said, see it.
So they went and saw the movie It?
Well, no. Okay. I just mean like it's not worth skipping. I think it's entertaining, and I think if you get an opportunity to see it,
Pennywise,
then do that. I don't understand why people love it so much. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe that's it. But maybe it's because of the music, because I found the music really good. I really did.
Yeah. So just like for my benefit, we have the animals not being able to talk plot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got this thing with like Elphaba likes the guy that Glenda likes. And then we've got the sister in the wheelchair situation. Mm-hmm. And she's dating the guy who likes Glenda. And what else mm-hmm. do we have?
Keep going.
Am I missing anything?
We find out that the Wizard of Oz is actually Elphaba's father.
Yeah. This is like a crazy soap opera.
It really, I mean, and it's an interesting version of an alternate Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one of the things that I struggle with too, is I know this musical is based on a book and they changed so many things from the book, which I'm a huge Wizard of Oz fan. I've got all 15 books literally right next to me right now.
Prove it. Read them all. No, I'm saying you got to prove it by reading them all.
Well, I'll start with chapter one of the 13th book called
Get Started.
The Lost Princess of Oz.
Come on.
There could be no doubt of the fact Princess Ozma, the lovely girl ruler of the fairyland of Oz, mm-hmm. was lost. No denying that. Okay. A little teaser.
And now we know that you're a good reader.
So anyways, I like The Wizard of Oz. I like the old movie, The Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. but it's not a good adaptation of the books. It's like a weird, watered down, sad version.
Can you explain more though?
Of the original Wizard of Oz, or like, with this?
Like more specifically of what you mean?
I mean, they just change things. You know, when people when they adapt books to movies or musicals, yeah. they just change things, and it seems willy nilly. It doesn't seem.
I knew you were going to say willy nilly.
Why did you know?
I don't know. Like immediately, I was like, he's going to say willy nilly, and you did.
You're welcome.
That was weird.
I'm sure there's reasons why they change things, but in my mind, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of it has to do with trying to please the public, because with Wicked, one of the main things I found out was in the book, Elphaba dies at the end, and in the movie or in the musical, she like escapes with Fiero,
mm-hmm.
and also Fiero and Bach. And there's a cub lion. They all like, we find out that that's actually the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
Well, that's not in the book either.
Oh, okay.
So, it just seemed forced. I thought when I watched it, that seems forced. That's mm-hmm. a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It's not true to the book. So I don't know why they do that. Maybe we should talk about some good things about this musical though.
Yeah, let's do that.
It sounds like we're hating on it, but I really did enjoy it. I thought it was very entertaining. So let's start from the beginning.
Start at the very beginning.
Okay.
A very good place to start.
You done?
When you read, you begin with Elphaba.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready now.
So no one mourns the wicked. Can't deny that.
Can't prove it.
What'd you think about this opening sequence of song bits? Because it's a long song. The intro song is like six and a half minutes long, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with No One Mourns the Wicked, but it's also got a portion of it where it talks about when Elphaba was born,
mm-hmm.
How her mother snuck away and had an affair with a man,
mm-hmm.
Who we later find out is the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that element to it, but I don't know. What did you think about this song?
Did you like it because it's kind of introductory and tells stories and gets things going?
Well, I didn't think it was a bad way to start. No, I liked it, but not for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it because it starts at the end, and I like when things do that.
Oh, okay.
Because we all know the story of the Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. So we know if the main character is going to be the Wicked Witch, mm-hmm. she dies.
Right.
We know that's going to happen. So, well, yeah, she allegedly dies. Mm-hmm. So to then start the musical with everybody saying, hey, the Wicked Witch is dead. Yay. You know,
right.
And it's very somber. And then for Glinda to take over and kind of be like, let me tell you the story of her life. I liked that. I thought that was a good vehicle for the rest of the plot to progress forward.
What kind of vehicle?
Oz. It was an Ozimobile.
Ooh. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. That makes sense. But I also thought,
Little Miss Critical on this one?
Yeah, I think everybody's going to think I'm like razzing them, but...
Well, let's play Good Witch, Bad Witch with this movie.
I don't even know who that is, really. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's part of the message of this musical. Is
yeah.
The lines are blurred, you
right.
know?
Blurred lines. Just for the record, I hate that song. Okay.
I like it.
Then you're promoting sexual assault.
Am I?
Yeah.
Wow. Who sings that song? I don't even know. Is that
that whole song is like, I know you want it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
He didn't. I thought he was singing about he knows he wants us we want him to sing that song. It sounds like I'm kidding, but I really thought that was what was being said.
You're going to be so shocked when you listen to the rest of the song. Whew, this has been a segment called This Dude Doesn't Know Anything About What This Song's Talking About.
Great title.
Hope you enjoyed. Okay, there's good and bad here. Because the thing is that the song itself was kind of like, has a certain vibe to it. And then I feel like a lot of the other songs don't like mesh with that vibe. Mm-hmm. Like they sound like they're just like definitely different musicals. And
yeah.
So I would say that's what's bad about it because as soon as it started, I was like, whoa, I thought we were going to do like this.
You thought every song was going to sound like popular.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. So did I. Yeah.
And it was very surprising that they were like all... different. I mean, like...
But I liked that because I didn't want every song to sound like popular. Because when I was growing up, that's the only song anybody ever talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fine song within the context of the musical.
Mm-hmm.
But outside the context of it, I thought, if I have to hear popular one more time, I'm going to pop your skull.
Ooh, you know? Feisty.
Pop your skull.
Very aggressive. So, but yeah, I'm not saying I wanted it to all sound exactly like that. I'm just saying... That opening song had a very, like, Lord of the Rings, Les Mis vibe to it.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, pop you there. And I'm like, oh, what are you?
Yeah, there is a duality to this musical. It goes really hard, poppy sounding, and then also just very theatrical. In fact, I heard people comparing a lot of the songs to more of like a movie soundtrack than what you would typically see on a theater stage or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could see that.
So yeah, it just kind of surprised me is what I'm saying with that song.
You didn't like it at all?
I don't know. I just thought it was fine.
I think I know what you're saying because...
Yeah, maybe not saying it well.
Well, it's just, it's a good song, but... You don't expect it from Wicked.
And
that, I think that's what it is.
The thing is, like, it starts off so dramatic and why? Why is that funny?
No, I agree. You know, no one mourns the Wicked.
And it's like, I haven't even had time to, like, sit down. And now you're wanting me to, like, feel really heavy emotions. And I'm, like, not ready. We just started the musical.
So let's take a break from the dramatic then. They go to... They go to a school. The mm-hmm. school called Shiz.
It's the Shiz.
Apparently. There's a song called Dear Old Shiz.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
What do you think about that? Have you heard? Did you remember that song?
Have I heard it?
Have you heard it?
Yes, I've heard it. Couldn't tell you how it goes at the moment.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But I think it's mostly like a cappella. It feels like a alma mater?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
My initial reaction was, hey, those are pretty harmonies. Okay. And then I kind of went, also, shiz. That's funny.
Right, right.
But is it funny? I don't know.
See, I don't know. I have no idea if that's
Is it funny or if it's
funny.
Lame? It you know, blurred lines again.
Blurred lines. Like, are you saying you don't know if they meant it to be funny or you don't know if you think
it's funny?
No,
I know they meant it to be funny. And okay. I think initially I laughed. Especially because when we watched it, I didn't know that's what the school was called. I didn't catch on to it until I listened to the soundtrack later.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized, I saw there's a song called Dear Old Shiz, and I was like, I don't remember Shiz. And then they were singing about the school, and I was like, wait a second, the school was named Shiz?
Yeah.
And then I laughed. Weird. I couldn't believe it. And so I thought that was funny, but now looking back on it, I'm like, I don't know if that is funny.
Yeah. Will we ever know?
So Elphaba, apparently she has some superpowers or whatever. Like she's, mm-hmm. she's like showing
she's
talent beyond
baby.
Her years. Half wizard baby. Half wizard baby. So there's a song called The Wizard and I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this song, it's basically Elphaba being like, oh my gosh, if I could spend time with the wizard, wouldn't that be wonderful? Mm-hmm. No pun intended. I don't know how I feel about this song.
Why?
Because it's serious again. I feel like we keep saying this, and there's nothing wrong with being serious. And there's nothing wrong with being serious in a fun, like, I think Dear Evan Hansen is a good blend of, it's very serious at times,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine, and it's very funny at times, and it's great. Like, mm-hmm. so there's nothing wrong with mixing the two. I just feel like when you have a green lady on stage, don't ever be serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little bit.
So anyways, but The Wizard and I, it's a fun song. It sounds very Disney, in my opinion.
I think I liked that song, but I do agree with the whole serious thing. It's just like, I just can't decide. I can't decide if we're trying to be super funny, super serious, don't know when to laugh, when to cry.
Let's do favorite songs. Do you want to do favorite songs?
Yes.
You start.
Okay. My favorite song is Dancing Through Life. I really like that one. But
I took notes while I listened to the soundtrack, and the only notes I had for Dancing Through Life was, I really like this one for some reason.
Aww.
I didn't know why, but I was like, I like this one.
It's one of those tunes where when I heard it, I was like, I feel like this is familiar. So maybe I have heard it before. I don't know. But also, it just really like good mood, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to dance.
Through life.
Through life. Yeah. It had that interesting little jazzy feel to it. Again, like throwing out different genres of music. But my only complaint, I do have one complaint, is that it's so long and it incorporates like this middle part, which I'm like, get back to the Dancing Through Life song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, I feel like if you're listening to the soundtrack, that is annoying because it's like, hey, if I wanted to just watch the play, I'd do that instead of listening to a song. But I do like when songs do that, though. Like, I like when...
That's contradictory.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is I like long songs when I'm watching the play.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could see why you wouldn't like it because when you're listening to the soundtrack, you're like, shut up, shut up, shut up. Just finish the song.
Well, it was that thing where I was like, oh, the song is over and we've gone on to a new song. And then towards the end, they went back into Dancing Through Life. And then I was like, oh, is this like Dancing Through Life reprise? And then I looked at it and I was like, no, it's just 7 minutes of the same song. But in the middle, it's not the same song at all. So weird.
Well, I wouldn't say weird. I would just say very weird. No, I.
Okay.
No, I know what you mean, but.
Well, weird, unfortunate. You know, unfortunate for me because I just want to hear that song, but because you
think the song is so long, you only like parts of it, but like the parts that you like of it are really like what?
Mm-hmm.
The part.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. No need to clear that up.
Okay. So you.
This one's weird because there's a lot of, like, Popular is a good song, but it, you know, it's funny. I think the funniest song to me is What Is This Feeling?
Yes. That was going to be a second one for me.
Yeah. That's the one, the loathing, unadulterated loathing. Yep.
Yeah, it's just fun.
It's just, it's a, like, it's a fun sounding song.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's also just, it's the, I think it's the funniest song in the whole thing.
Yeah.
The humor of it is just spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's my favorite, but if we could say a second favorite, well, okay, yeah, I'll bring up a second favorite because you were asking me No One Mourns the Wicked if that was my favorite because it's like Welcome to the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that moment was actually the song called One Short Day where they go to the Emerald City.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, one short day in the Emerald City. And that to me, like, that's one of those songs where I'm just like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Emerald City, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good song.
So least favorite song?
A Sentimental Man.
Ooh.
I said that weird. Sentimental Man.
A Sentimental Man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty stinky one, huh?
Well, it's just, I'm not a huge fan of actually most of the singers in this.
Hmm.
Even Idina Menzel, everybody talks about how great she is.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like she's not a bad singer. It's not that. But for me personally, I'm not a fan of the tone of her voice. And then
agreed.
Oftentimes she goes sharp or flat or one of those. It's not that I'm not impressed by her. Like sometimes when she hits those notes, I'm like, oh, whoa. Good job.
She got it.
But sometimes she don't get it. Sometimes she didn't get it.
Yeah. That really, really irks me a lot.
Yeah. But the Wizard of Oz, his voice, it sounds goofy to me. So I don't like Sentimental Man, but he also sings a song called Wonderful. And I said I didn't like that song because he sounds like a Muppet. Like he sounds like Jim Henson, like Kermit the Frog or something.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
He sounds like a guy like Barney or somebody. You know, the purple dinosaur?
I thought...
He's like,
yes, I know who Barney is.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Like he's the host of a kid's show.
I think he's trying to be like upbeat and excited.
Well, yeah, maybe in the Wonderful song, but not Sentimental Man.
He's like, well, because then he's serious in that moment.
A little bit.
But also,
I'm exaggerating.
Going back and listening to that first song, when he's singing with the lady, and his voice is like 100,000,000% different in that song too. So
yeah,
maybe he's just one of those. He likes to change it up.
Well, you know, I'd wish he'd change it to something different.
Don't we all?
So, what's your least favorite song?
I didn't like the Something Bad Is Happening or whatever. Something Bad.
Oh, Something Bad.
Yeah,
it's a very dark sounding song. I said it sounded haunting.
Oh, I just was like, boring.
I wasn't so much bored as much as it was another song, yet another song in the soundtrack of Wicked that seems like, what is it doing in the soundtrack of Wicked?
Right.
Like, go hop back in Sweeney Todd or Phantom of the Opera. What are you doing here?
But also, I just like, I thought like adding the goat sound was just kind of like lame.
A little over the top.
Yeah. Like when it happened, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Or do it once.
Yeah,
don't
he
do
did
it
like
time.
8 times and he's always like, oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know if I said the word bad again, I would sound like a goat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did you not just learn 2 seconds ago when you said it? And he acts shocked every time.
What a weirdo.
Right? The wonderful weirdo of Oz.
Okay. Do you want to guess some lyrics?
I do want to guess some lyrics.
Okay, let's play What Song Is That From?
Play that theme song. Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Did I leave in that one episode where we sang it?
I just listened to that. It was Corpse Bride. And you're
like, that's right.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yep.
And then I was,
guys, I said, go listen back to that episode.
I said, at least for us seeing it live, you gave it your best. You sang zero words. You just were like, burr, 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 shish, shish.
That sounds like me.
It was.
How do you think you're going to do on this, by the way?
How many are there?
I'm going to give you 5 lyrics, and you have to tell me which. Oh, but
ooh, which sings yeah. it?
No, well, oh. You have to tell me which song it's from.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna just to be honest, being really
please
honest.
Please be honest.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm gonna get 3 out of 5.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. We'll see.
We'll see, Menzel.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele, we'll see.
Also, okay. For the record, while you were talking, John Travolta'd your name.
You John Travolta'd my name?
Yeah, I Travolta-fied it.
Oh, that's the thing?
There's a website. You type in your name, and it changes it up to how John Travolta would say your name.
So what's my name if John Travolta were to say it?
Your name is Joss Brunn.
Joss Brunn.
Joss Brunn. Brunn.
What's yours? What's Elise?
I didn't even think about myself because I just always think of others. My name is Alfie Waite.
Alfieba. Whoa.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first set of lyrics, Elise? Alfie?
Yes.
Then suddenly I'm here, respected, worshipped even.
Hmm. Yep, that is definitely going to be the song that the wizard sings. That's got to be the wonderful Wizard of Oz song where he's singing about how wonderful he is, right?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yay.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. I don't remember how it goes.
Next.
Okay. You got one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is
2 more to go to reach my goal.
To reach your goal, yes. Mm. Here's your next lyric. Find the prettiest girl, give her a whirl.
Mm, I remember this being said. Sung, rather. Oh, I know what that is. Dancing through life. Something.
Something and something.
But yeah, I remember that. That's good. I like that.
I do like that song. It's like... He says the lines like, life is painless when you're brainless.
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Also,
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that.
Well, I don't mind the foreshadowing. I didn't like the fact that he turned into the scarecrow.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Before you say something, too. Also, this song wasn't supposed to be in the musical.
Ooh.
Like the first draft of the musical, there was a song called Which Way to the Party?
Is that a joke?
No.
You definitely said that like that was a joke.
Nope.
Which way to the party?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I hope that song is just like, is it left? Is it right? Do I turn the stop sign? What do I do? Something like that.
My GPS ain't working. Which way to the party?
Actually, yeah, maybe I do wish that would have been in there. But what I was going to say is that the guy who sings Dancing Through Life is a dope singer.
Like on crack?
Yep. Also, I think he's just pretty good at singing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And you know what? I saw that this is Ben Platt's dad, Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen and other things, Book of Mormon. His dad is a producer. His dad produced Wicked. And I saw that Ben Platt has a brother named Jonah who played Fiero in Wicked, but not the original cast.
Mm.
And I'm not sure what iteration of Wicked he was in, but he did play Fiero. And I thought listening to the songs that Fiero sings and imagining it as like a Ben Platt type of vocal, I was like, oh yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yep. I would like that.
I suck on that.
But I like it with that guy too, so I'm happy either way with that song.
Yeah. That's why I was sad it wasn't Ben Platt's brother, because he sounds like there is a similarity with him and Ben Platt's voice, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
So much about the vibrato or the tone, or I don't know.
It's that like nice, like high.
It's just a good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Okay, you got two. Here is your next lyric.
One more.
And if it turns out it's over too fast, I'll make every last moment last.
Okay. This sounds like Socrates.
Okay. Yeah.
So say it one more time.
And if it turns out it's over too fast, I'll make every last moment last.
That doesn't sound like it's real.
What if I did make one up one day just to see what you did?
It's like fact or fate, but
yeah.
Guess which lyric is not a lyric at all.
Good title.
You know me with the titles. I always make up the best ones. I just don't. Oh. Okay. I have a guess. I'm not confident in this at all, but I'll take a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say, as long as you're mine.
Then what?
Then I'll do well.
Can't argue game. There. You are correct. Yes. As long as you're mine.
Yes. Did it.
If you're not mine, you're not correct anymore.
Okay, done.
I guess this is Fiero and Elphaba singing to each other. It's like when they're first like, oh, we like each other.
Yeah, but it's also just really, ooh, I almost said something I shouldn't say. Anyways, it's
well, good witch, bad witch. Go for it.
Yeah, I guess this is just the episode for that. But it's sad because he just like dumps Glenda, just like they're engaged and he's just like, bye. That's sad.
But it's also kind of nice because the whole thing is he's like this ditzy frat dude, you know? And so then he's just like, yeah, whatever. I'll marry the hot girl. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then like he actually when he's helping Elphaba escape with the lion cub or whatever, it is kind of like he's like, oh, I'm doing something that's like making a difference in people's lives. Right. And like, it's like the first time it like clicks that he's like, oh, maybe I don't have to just be the stupid jock dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of like that, but I agree with you too. It's kind of like.
And like, doesn't Elphaba feel bad about that at all? She's such like a good witch, a nice witch, whatever. But then she's like, I'll take your man. I don't care.
I don't know. I feel like I'd have to watch this again. And it could be, you know, we watched some random version of it online.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be making a movie version of this that comes out in December of 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was actually surprised they haven't done that yet.
We're kind of bashing on it a little bit, but it's not a bad musical. I've seen worse musicals. It's not bad. And I'm excited to see a movie version of it. And I think that would kind of clear up some of the questions I have.
Question?
Okay. Do you think anybody actually listens to all our episodes enough to follow along with our stupid jokes?
No, probably not. But just know, if ever something weird is being said, it's because there is a past joke from another episode. And it's kind of like a fun treasure hunt for you guys, because then you can go back and be like, I wonder where that joke came from. And then listen to all the episodes. Then you'll be on the same page.
Yeah. And then you'll be a true, like, spoiled little baby.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
It sounded like you were referencing something, but you weren't.
Just being a jokester.
Okay. So you got 3 out of 5 lyrics already.
So I've already met my goals.
So it's all uphill from here.
Done.
Well, we're not done.
Oh.
But
okay.
Here's your next lyric.
Okay.
Elika namen namen, atum atum elika namen.
You did warn me this is going to be your favorite song, so I should have paid attention. Yeah, obviously that's the witch doing her little spell stuff, you know what I'm saying? Working her magic, if you will. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what song it is...
Elika namen namen, atum atum elika namen.
Did you actually memorize it, or are you just making up words now?
No, I was reading it.
Oh. I know she does the spell for her boyf. Oh, boy. I just don't know.
Oh, boyf.
Oh, boyf. I have no idea what that would be called. Should I just pick one?
Oh, yeah. Just pick one.
Because I know she's like, don't let him die. don't let them hurt him, or something like that.
Make his guts and bones straw.
But what is that? Is it I'm Not That Girl? Is it like in the middle of that song?
Nah. Bonk.
That was my guess, so.
Yeah, you got it wrong. I wanted to give you a second chance, but I'm just going to flat out say that was wrong.
I thought you were supposed to be the good witch.
I think, you know, sometimes in order to make people stronger, you got to let them down and just be honest with them. You know?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So that song was No Good Deed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So No Good Deed goes unpunished, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I mean, I don't really agree with it, but whatever.
Okay, so you got that wrong. Well, I have nothing to say about that song other than it's so dumb.
So dumb?
For that guy to turn. No, like for the song's fine, but just, I don't know. Don't make main characters turn into Tin Man and Scarecrows. Forcing it.
Well, and the Lion Cub thing was so, I mean, when it was over, I still didn't know what happened with that.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think that could be just the version we watched.
Well, I also just think, like, that's really stupid. I mean, why would you have two humans,
mm-hmm.
turn into two of those characters, and then one of them's just, like, straight up a lion?
I even asked. I was like, so which guy's going to turn into the lion?
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, it's the lion. And I was like, oh, the lion's going to be the cowardly lion? This is dumb. Okay, so you got 3 out of 4 so far. We are doing the fifth one. Are you ready? Here we
ready.
Go. Don't care. Okay. To those who'd ground me, take a message back from me.
Take a message back to someone else from me. That makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wow. I think I was really spot on with the 3 out of 5 thing. Because this is not a solution.
Think about the context of these lyrics.
To those who'd ground me.
I'm not going to give you any clues.
Okay.
I was trying to think of stuff and just nah.
Would you be willing to sing it?
I don't think I could. Mm. Guess just pick one.
So I'm going to pick The Wicked Witch of the East because I remember.
That's one of the songs?
Yeah, because remember they're singing about. Clearly that's the wrong answer. Because they're singing about, you know, oh, have you heard? Like, pass it on, telephone, gossip. And then I thought maybe in the middle of that, since this musical likes to do that, maybe in the middle of that, Elphaba's like, for those who ground me, take a message back from me. That was my thought process.
No, I get it, but no.
All right, what's the answer?
Defying gravity?
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, it would be very funny if I was.
Classic. Yeah, can we talk about that song?
Please, yeah.
So, obviously, I just now have watched this musical.
Yeah.
So, the first time that I heard that song was actually the Glee version.
Glee.
And, they killed it. Straight up murdered it in a positive way.
Yeah.
Love that song. Great song. Sing it all the time. Sing it in the car, sing it at home.
Keep going.
Sing it at the grocery store. Sing it in court. Okay?
Of course.
But this version of it, I actually didn't like. Like the original version, I didn't like.
Huh. Interesting.
And maybe it's just because I like the other one so much and it's like a little different. But I didn't think it had half as much like oomph.
Like we both said,
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem is not our favorite vocalist.
Really? Truly.
But I try to look past it, honestly. And I was like, do I like this song? I think this song grows on me, but I don't want to watch her sing it. That's another thing. Crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you're the Wicked Witch. You know, you're supposed to be a witch. Look kooky if you want. But like, don't make me uncomfortable.
Right. It is all about you.
Know what I mean? Well... I don't know about that, but just like there's a difference between acting and being creepy and being like a witch.
Acting and overreacting.
Sure. When she sings that song specifically, I feel embarrassed for her.
Mm.
Because I'm like, do you know what you look like?
Yeah.
That sounds so mean. I don't mean to be mean.
I'm supposed to be the good witch. Yeah, you are. Was it that song, though, that she was doing that in, or was that something else?
There were several songs she did it, but I watched a version of her singing this on, like, the Tonys or something one year, and you know?
Great song, though. It's a good song, but I just don't like this version.
Yeah.
And I'm really sad about it, and I wonder if a big part of it is because Adele Dazeem is just... not for me.
I think people tried to like latch onto this song and say like, this is not just about the musical, but it's also about like, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. You can defy gravity. Mm-hmm. But for me, if I'm going to pick a song that transcends this musical, there's a song called Thank Goodness. It's the one where she says like, happy is what happens when all your dreams come true. Mm-hmm. It's like, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
I actually really liked that song.
Because it has kind of like the, that like sadness to it.
Oh, she, because I think she's kind of almost lying to herself in that moment.
Oh, 100%.
Like, hey, I couldn't be happier, you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, all my dreams are come true. I'm supposed to be happy, right?
Right.
And to me, that's more sad than somebody being like, don't tell me what to do. I can defy gravity. I can do whatever I want. Like that to me is, it's.
But that's. Not as uplifting, and it's not going to apply to people.
True.
So defying gravity is more like, hey, everybody can do this. Everybody can float in space, defy gravity, and all you have to do is just do it.
All you have to do is just do it.
Nike.
Thanks, Wicked. Here's something I liked. Mm-hmm. Elphaba? Do you know why she's named Elphaba?
It's a mixture between... like the alphabet and elephants.
No. The guy that wrote the book Wicked, mm-hmm. he was like not giving a nod to the original author of The Wizard of Oz, whose name is L. Frank Baum, whose initials are LFB or Elphaba.
Mm.
So there you go.
That's
kind of cool.
Very interesting. I don't think I even know how you spell her name.
E-L-F-A-B-A, probably. Elphaba.
Oh. I think I was doing a PH.
Wait, or maybe it's PH. Maybe it is a PH. I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's a PH.
Oh, okay.
This musical shines when it's being funny and when the characters are interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. But the plot itself is just... yeah.
It's kind of just all over. All right, so why don't you rate it?
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7.
7.
Wait, no, I'm changing it. Uh-oh. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Oh, wow.
And here's why I added the 0.5. Mm-hmm. I feel like I give a lot of musicals that I think are mediocre a 7. Mm-hmm. Like, if I give something an 8, I'm like, that's one of my favorites, probably. Hmm. And then a 9 and 10, it's like, just, it's got to be a perfection, mm-hmm. you know? I like this musical more than some that are just, like, decent. I don't think it's just decent. I honestly think it's... it's got a lot of heart to it. It's really fun. It's very entertaining and very well done. I think the lyrics are really good. Like they do a lot of cool things with like the way words are put together. Mm-hmm. Like popular, that has a lot of really just fun wordplay in it. But for me, it's not one of my favorites personally.
Yeah.
So better than decent. I give it props. I think it's a very well done thing, but it's just not my favorite thing. But if it ever came to my town, I would want to go see it. So 7.5 for me. What about you, Elise? Galise.
Wait, I'm Elphaba. You're Glinda. I think I'm going to give it a 6.5. It has a lot of good things. But overall, I felt like it was confusing. And I felt like mm-hmm. there was a lot of weird things that didn't need to happen. And I felt like a lot of the songs... felt like they were from different centuries. Part of it is probably a little bit of the cast, the original cast.
Yeah. We haven't talked about What's Her Face either, by the way.
Yeah,
Kristen yeah, Chenoweth.
I knew you were going to say that. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I thought she was the best part of the whole thing.
Agreed.
I like her voice. Mm-hmm. And when her voice is like irritating, it feels like it's because she's acting.
Yeah, you know, it feels like that's part of her character.
Yeah. Whereas other singers, when their voice kind of irks me, I don't feel like it's their character. I feel like this dude doesn't know how to sing, or this lady mm-hmm. needs to hold the pitch better. You know, and I'm not the greatest singer. We critique people a lot, but you know, we have opinions.
Well, but it's like when people are watching sports and they're like, ah, come on, how'd you miss the ball or whatever?
Yeah, and it's like, hey, you're paid to do that. You need to be good at it.
Right, but you know, sometimes you're like, could you do any better? But if we lived our lives like that, we'd never be able to have opinions on anything.
Bingo.
Bingo, bingo. Anyways, yeah, I love her. And, you know, obviously she was an Annie. So she holds a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably support her in whatever she does. Just being honest. I think that Adele Dazeem needs some work. That's kind of the problem, is that I feel like I know so many people who sing better than her. So I'm just like, why?
I read something, and I don't know if this is true, but when she originally tried out for the role of Elphaba, she was singing the song Defying Gravity, mm-hmm. and her voice cracked at the end, and she swore because she messed up, mm-hmm. and then she went home, cried, and she was like, there's no way I'm getting the part. And then the director called her up, and they said they found that mistake very endearing. And I thought, you know what? I've heard her sing it in several versions on YouTube, and oftentimes her voice cracks at the end. Guess what? Shouldn't have cast her.
Yeah.
Not endearing if she does it every time.
Yeah.
Like, now sometimes she hits it and it sounds real good, but oftentimes in versions I've seen, it goes awry.
That's the only way to say it.
But she won the award for Best Actress in a Musical that year.
And that's the thing, too.
And she was up against Kristen Chenoweth.
I don't think she's a great actress either.
I want to like her, but I just can't let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, I hate to make this a bash Adele Dazeem episode, but it is what it is.
I'd like to see a version of this without her.
Who would you like to see instead of her?
I feel like whenever we ask this question, a short list of actors comes to my mind. Like Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick? Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar is who I'm trying to say. I would like to see him play Elphaba. I think that would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool if we did like a hip-hop version.
He'd be like, hold up, little witch.
Exactamundo.
That's my answer. Who would you get to play Elphaba?
Wow. So we have Kendrick Lamar. Are we talking rappers or? Because I would definitely do T-Pain if we're doing rappers.
T-Pain?
He'd be like, Defying Gravity. But it'd be auto-tuned, so it'd sound really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you auto-tune me singing that?
I don't know if I have that technology.
Mm. Well, just pretend it was auto-tuned, because that's what it would sound like, and it'd be awesome. But if we're not talking rappers, I would say Kristen Bell.
As Elphaba or as Glenda?
As Elphaba.
Interesting. I see her more as a Glenda.
Oh, definitely could see her as a Glenda, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, she could pull off either.
Yeah, she's talented, so it's fine.
It's fine.
I've already thought it through. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see if they cast, for the movie version, if they cast people that are well-known or if they try to go more obscure. Sometimes I like when they go with like people you don't know, because then you don't judge them as hard, you know? Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for our Wicked episode. What do you think?
I am in agreement.
You think it was Wicked awesome?
No.
Okay. What about that joke I made?
Yes.
Guys, next week we are doing The Producers. We're talking about The Producers. But I'm excited about that. I have a couple of friends who saw it recently live, and they're going to be on that episode, hopefully. I think they're going to do it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening this week. Look forward to seeing you next week.
To hearing from us next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't picture our fans when you record? I'm imagining being surrounded by tiny little people right now.
Actually,
munchkins.
I actually print out pictures of all of our followers, and I put them on this wall right here so that I can look at it as I'm talking.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. So you probably got R.G. Richards up there. Definitely. You probably got M.E.C. You mm-hmm. got Riley Kylie or whatever.
Brioni. I got Brioni.
Brioni. You got Fanson Hansen up there. Mm-hmm. These are all the
Nate
regulars.
Nate the Plate.
Let's Talk Leopod.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's the girl on Twitter?
I don't know. Oh, Noelle?
Yep, we got Noelle, her up there.
Noella? Noelle, I don't know. We talk about movies. Noella. Kevin and Ruth are probably, you know. Hey, Kevin and Ruth, what's up?
Hey.
Anyways, we've got all your pictures up in our rooms. That's not creepy, so.
No, it's fine. I think that's what every podcaster should do.
I agree.
To appreciate their fans.
I agree. Well, guys, that's going to do it for We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And we're going to go fly away on a broomstick now.
Bye-bye.
This episode was really bad.
Musicals, Jesse.